I suppose it goes without saying that you can't do a big adventure like this without making a few mistakes somewhere along the line. And I just discovered one. I'm moving tomorrow down to Bandon, Oregon, on the very southern Oregon coast. And I just discovered that the website I had used to reserve my trailer spot at the state campground had a detail that I missed. Totally my fault. I mean, it was clear as a bell if I knew what to look for, but I'm a novice at this. And I didn't realize that the site I had reserved had no sewer hookup. And I'm going to be there for 2 weeks. So, you know, obviously I'm not going to hold my pee for 2 weeks. So I real quickly canceled that reservation, which I was fortunately able to do, and found another RV park that has a full hookup and can accommodate me for the next 2 weeks. So I'm all set and ready to go. But boy, was that almost a novice mistake disaster. Also, excited because my friend Joe Lipka, who I've mentioned in other podcasts, so some of you may be familiar with the name, he and I have been getting together for a week of photography in typically September or October every year now for roughly 35 years, I think, sort of a buddy's photo outing. And he's now retired, and I'm now on the road in the trailer, so we decided to try something in the spring rather than in the fall. We'll probably still get together in the fall, but he's coming out from North Carolina for 11 days of photography. He'll be arriving on June 1st. So that's going to be all kinds of fun. And looking at the weather forecast for the Oregon coast for the next 2 weeks is unbelievable. It's supposed to be warm and partly cloudy, which means we'll have beautiful skies, and no rain, which is almost impossible on the Oregon coast. So we could have a couple of weeks of some really fun photography. Also, we're going to do some printing since I have my printer with me, and that'll be kind of fun. And so the trailer gallery is going to be converted from the current set of images I have up from Japan and Hawaii into our work from the Oregon coast almost real time, which will be kind of a hoot. Anyway, that's what's going on in trailer life and avoiding disasters and trying to get stuff done. And hopefully haven't stubbed my toe yet, but I know it's probably coming at some point down the road. But not this week, knock on wood.